Okay, so we ended off last time discussing a machlokas rishonim as to whether there is a carve out on a deraisa level of einu miskayim when it comes to tofer, just like we find that a kasher she'eino shel kayama is not a violation of an iser deraisa when it comes to kosher, and einu shel kayama klal, super einu shel kayama may be heter gamur. Do we have the same thing when it comes to tofer, that a tofer she'eino shel kayama could be derabanan, or maybe a super einu shel kayama could be heter gamur? So that was the machlokas rishonim 2 days of the Mordechai quotes between the Riva and the Ravia. And we saw the position Ritva, Marach Zerua, Rid. What we say about Tfirish Enosh Shel Kayama, we saw that the Rama quotes 2 days in Simin Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, and the Rama, borrowing the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, says that you should. Sounds like Maker Adin, it's Mutter, but you should be Machmir Bifnei Am Aretz. And then we noted that the Rama in Shin Mem, in the context of Topher, doesn't say anything in his Agan Shulchan Aruch, even though in the Dark Emotion, he's Mitzayin, what he wrote, writes in Simon Shin Yitzayin. And we quoted that this is Tehillah L'David, that the later Sfarim quote that suggests maybe that's Meduyak, that there's a difference between Korea as opposed to Topher, that Korea is only Chai Minotaur if it's Amanas Litbor or Amanas Atakein. But if it's not Amanas to do something constructive in the aftermath, then it's only Nirsa Durabana to begin with. So in this kind of a situation where it's Eino Shel Kayama and it's not Amanas blank, where it's only Durabana anyway, so there's more room to be Mako on Eino Shel Kayama as opposed to by Tofer. So maybe there the Rama was less willing to be Mako in practice by Eino Shel Kayama. And Rav Yashiv is quoted as thinking that that distinction may be true lalacha. As we'll see, many other achronim are more nota lahakel, possibly, at least in certain circumstances, on a eino shel kayama, either only being a drabanan, or if it's super eino shel kayama, perhaps being a mutter, as we'll see as we go on. Rabbi Ribiat notes that even within the presentation of the Ramah, that you should be machmir b'fnei ama aretz on tfirish eino shel kayama, it could be that there are different gradations of tfira. So presumably, the reason that you should be machmir b'fnei ama aretz is that ama aretz is not going to be sensitive to the distinction between shel kayama and eino shel kayama. And if you do something that's eino shel kayama, like an eino shel kayama cloud that we may assume is heter gamur mikaradin, then Amaretz may come and confuse that with Shel Kayama and come to be machmir on a potential Iser Deraisa. But Rabbi Ribiat says maybe there are certain things that don't look like a real Tfira at all. And maybe there you wouldn't have to be machmir b'fnei Amaretz. So we'll talk about what examples may be, but maybe gluing a tab on a diaper that's so unrelated to anything that's real tofer. So maybe there, the same concern of not being makel b'fnei ma'aretz wouldn't apply. Okay, so those applications we'll get to behemshech. The other related important marmakom is a korban nesanel. Korban nesanel here in Paraklau Gadol, Oth Nun, on the bottom of the rush. So this is going on the line, the rush, which is the Gemara that we saw yesterday in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Batofer shtei tfiros, v'halo kaimi, amra rechanu v'shakashem. Says the Korban Nesanel Oth Nun, v'halo kaima, perish Rashi, v'kevin de lo kaima lav malachahi. That if you're, the string that you're sewing through is not going to stay, that's not a malacha. Mashma, the ikr kushis hashas, Delo havi av malacha, aval patra val asurhu. That even if you weren't to be kosher the ends, and even if the string could slip through, so a deraisa is not going to be, but it's still going to be derabana. Still asur derabana. Well, kach tamani, may ayinogin olam shetochvin im machat shekorin Shtekando. Hakrais. Emma Malba Shikarin Shupsa. So they would stick the shtekundal needle in the cries with the shupsa. So not sure exactly what the specific terms are, but the point of relevance is that people would stick a needle through a piece of cloth. So any sticking of a needle through a piece of cloth should at least be aser derabana. Because you're making two incisions. Anytime you make two incisions, that should at least be an iser derabana. It's only going to be daraisa if there are sharim on either side. But even with that, it should still be aser derabana. So the Korban Asanel wonders what's the justification of the common practice that he observed that people would stick a needle through two pieces of or two points in a cloth. He thinks that should at least be aser mi derabana. Then Kiva Eger quotes his Korban Asanel here on Shulchan Aruch on the Magen Avraham Sifkata and Yud Aleph Siman Shin Mem. Because the Korban Asanel is the Sefer Korban Asanel Kasav. Bikalmakam the Tofer based Tfiras V'lo Kasher is to the Rabbanan Miyahave. When they Aitaima Asur L'Chaver Malbushim B'Tchivas Hamacha based Bamin Kakasim B'Tshuvas Ginas V'Rader. They point out Rabbi Akiva Eger is not necessarily doesn't sound like an accurate citation of Korban Asanel. Korban Asanel wondered about the Minhag Olam, but the Korban Asanel doesn't come down and say Isser Gamor. He raises it as a question. Rabbi Akiva Eger, because the Korban Asanel is saying lechalutin that shtei tkifos, even without ksharim on either end, is aser at least midrabanan. So this Korban Asanel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the type in Siman Shin Mem Sifkatan Kaf Zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah has a few brief nekudos about Tofer. The question is Korban Asanel, Yesh Omrim, Ima Yashal Kayam Achai Gamishim Kosher, calls Eli Yichiyuva, Avalin Yini Sura, Yesh Omrim the Aser, Bafilu Lo Asa Kasher Klau. He quotes this Korban Asanel. State kifos is aser midrabanan. Sounds like under any circumstance. Sitz Eliezer writes Chelak Yud Gimel Simen Mem Gimel. Chelak Yud Gimel Simen Mem Gimel. He says the Mishnah Berurah doesn't necessarily, Mishnah Berurah is usually quoted as saying, as passing like the Korban Asanel. But he points out, since the other points out, not necessarily. Mishnah Berurah just says, Yesh Omrim, doesn't necessarily mean that he's passing like it, Lechalutin. And even Rabbi Akiva Eger maybe only meant it, Lechumra. And not Me'ikar Adin. So this is what the Chazon Ish writes in Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Simen Kuf Nun Vav, the end of Aruch Chaim, he has a few Ha'aros al Seder Shulchan Aruch by Simanim. So he writes his Ha'ara on Simen Shin Mem, again Chazon Ish Kuf Nun Vav. Divrei HaKorban Asanel Temuim. Da Tochev Machat Lahadeik Lefisha'a. If you're just inserting a needle on a temporary basis to hold something together, like a rudimentary safety pin, so that's the equivalent of buttoning a button. No one would say that buttoning a button is aser mishum tofer. That's just a normal derech malbush. You're not connecting two things in any significant way. So this should be no worse than budding and budding. Budding. He says that before behadya beisosis simin shin aleph mahakin mafteach achalot b'machat she'enu nekuva, that if you have a key, so you can tighten a key in your, you can attach a key to your shirt with a machat. And that's talking about hotzah. But no one there raised the issue that maybe it's a problem of tofer. According to Sinel Asno Hayid, Sha'olam Nagu Hatter Bidavar. Karin Asanel is reporting, this is what people did. Ubizmanozal, Hayu Gaonim Adirim Omdim Baparets, Vagam Kalaam Hayu Yerechet. So the Karin Asanel is reporting what happened. It couldn't have been for nothing because there were many Gaonim in the time of the Karin Asanel, and even the Hamonam were righteous people who are Yerechet and obviously wouldn't do anything wrong. Korban Nesayna lo milei piv lomer isa b'davar. He didn't say it's asur. He's just asking the question. Ela shetamim b'min hagam. V'lefima shechash v'zal l'tvira yoroi l'chayiv chatas. D'ma shechash v'sheinu shal kayama tamua. D'hacha b'machat hu kayama. V'i l'tafer beis tvira v'chud v'ya makshas achud b'barzel shelo yikafe v'aydezel lo yeti rosh yechuten ha'vichashiv ka'asa kesheb b'roshan. The point is, it's not Lukiyam, it's not Derech Tfira, so it's not Tfira. So it's true that the Ramah, I just skipped a little bit, true the Ramah in Shin Mem doesn't say anything. But Kaimalan Ka Osrin. Aval osrin lo osrin ela kishet tafar b'chut ve'ein shinui be'etzem hamalacha. Aval kishet tochei b'machat shechazusa mochiach alav she'ein zet tofer ela hidok levisha lo nechlek b'za adam v'chein amadavar b'ein lachmir klav l'klav. Says the Chazon Ish. Even the Ramah, even if we accept that the Ramah Shin Mem is in Masig, and when it comes to tofer, it means to be machmir and in a shel kayama. But all that means is that if you insert a string in a way that's Eino Shel Kayama, which is the classic form of Tofer, that's going to be Aser. But if you just insert a Machat, that's not the normal way of sewing. You don't sew something together with a pin, you sew something with a needle, you sew something together with string. You use the needle to sew the string. But you don't sew with a needle, meaning the needle isn't what's Mechaber the material. So to the extent that we might be mafmir by Eino Shel Kayama, that only makes sense if you're sewing a piece of string in a way that's Eino Shel Kayama. But if you're doing an action which itself is not fundamentally an action of tofer, it's just joining two things in a temporary way, then he thinks everyone should agree that is Heter Gamor, and that's not the Nidon when we talk about Eino Shel Kayama in Tofer. Eino Shel Kayama in Tofer is only relevant if you're doing an action that looks like Tofer in the classic sense, namely that you're stringing a string. Rav Avadya, along these lines, quotes some Achron, let's say, even to the extent that we're Machmir, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, that Madik Niyaros, the Rambam says, that's Tolada of Tofer, that's a Malacha Daraisa. So you're not stringing any string there, you're gluing paper together. But Ravadia quote said, if you're gluing paper together, that's the normal way of being Mechaber pieces of paper. So that's analogous to Tofer with a string. But Tofer with a Machat, that's not Tofer with a string, and it's not Magbik Niyaros. That's Nachas Darga, that's a step lower. That's not an act of Tofer. And therefore, if that's Eino Shel Kayama, then Evan should agree that is mutter. Ramosh is also makel against the Korban Nesanel with a slightly different formulation that echoes the Aruch HaShulchan that we quoted previously. Ramosha Chelik Beis Arachayim Simen Peidalid. Chelik Beis Simen Peidalid is talking about using a pin, a safety pin, to close a diaper. Right? The tshuva is written in 1959, long before the invention or marketing of disposable diapers. The diaper 1959 was a cloth diaper that you had to use a pin to close up.
Then you have to wash it.
Then you have to wash it. Why you ever try that, Jeremy?
I don't want to.
When did we say the diapers were? When we spoke about you actually sleeping?
What did we say? We spoke of baby wipes then, right?
Oh, baby wipes, yeah.
But I mean, you can check when Pampers or disposable diapers were commonly used. I believe in 1959 they were still using cloth diapers. But
1942 is the first one.
And when were they commonly marketed? But in 1959, people were still using cloth diapers. And that's what Moshe is talking about. So Moshe writes, "Lo kol chiburim hem shayachim l'melachas tefira." Not every time that you join two things together is that tofer. El chibur kahad tefira demeshavish shnei chalaki beged kebeged achad mamish. So the chibur of tefira means that you take two pieces of material and you mechaber them into one. K'mo shaya nerag. V'lechein ha-tolada shela, hu rak medamik ne'yaros ha-oros b'kulin shel sofrim, k'ayoseba, the gotzer ram per-gir lachir alef. Shu devik shenasu v'zeh shnei ne'yaros v'oros k'ne'yar echad v'or echad. The tofer means you take two pieces of material and you make it into one unit. So the tolada is you take paper and you join the paper with glue to make it into one unit. As opposed to if you use a button and you button a coat, so even though on some level you've been mechaber two things, but you're not making it into a single unit, there's still two separate pieces that are now joined by a button. But that's not called tofer. And then he says another part of the definition of tofer is that not only is it that you make it into a single unit, but masha asa davar echel kolkach tikshishu rotsa l'chalkam hutsarachum l'achas kriya, that it's joined to the extent that if you want to undo the effect of the tofer, you have to be kareya, which is the sister malacha, the inverse of tofer. The afsha afsha lif amim lechalkam otzas achut, aval gamza nefsha v'nikra b'fi kol kareya sabega k'ma b'kriya mamish. So if you sew something together with string, even though it's possible that you can just undo the string, but the normal way of undoing it would be to rip it. That's the default. So that's tofer. If you have the default way of undoing it would be kareya mamish. And same thing with medabik niyaros, if you glue papers together, if you want to undo the effect of the glue, you're going to be ripping the papers apart. But all of that is not the case when it comes to a pin, when it comes to a safety pin, or when it comes to a needle. If you're just putting a needle to hold two pieces of material together, or a safety pin to hold two pieces of material together, that's not really being medabik the two pieces into one unit. And it's not something that requires a korea to undo. The default way of undoing a chibur of a safety pin is just to undo the pin, not to rip the material. Then he quotes the Korban Nisano. According to Sinai, you get the impression that's not the case. But he says, number one, it's possible that the Korban Sinai is talking about a situation where the chibur was meant to be permanent. You don't really know from the context, especially not knowing what these words mean. You don't know from the context exactly what the purpose of this chibur was. Rav Moshe says, maybe the Korban Sinai is talking about a case where it was meant to be left permanently or for a long time. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, it became a beged echad. But that's definitely not the case with diapers. It's not going to last for that long. So then maybe even the Korban Asano would agree that using a safety pin for a diaper is okay. Rav Moshe thinks fundamentally, in principle, even if it is going to last for a long time, it should be mutter, because this isn't tofer at all. The Korban Asano, maybe he was only machmir if it's going to last for a long time. But Rav Moshe thinks even if it's going to last for a long time, in principle, it should be mutter. He says, if you want to be machmir, it only makes sense to be machmir if it's going to last for a long time. But for a diaper, he thinks even the Korban Asano may have been makom. And Shmir Shabbos writes along these lines as well. Perek Tesvav, Sif Ayin Dalid, Sif Katan Reish Lamed Zayin. Perek Tesvav, Sif Ayin Dalid, Sif Katan Reish Lamed Zayin. That maybe the Rama would be Moda when it comes to a safety pin, that would be Mutter even Bifnei Ama Aretz, because it's not going to be Miskayim, it's not Daito Lakaima. The question from Zalman, that Allah Lamaisa, you can use the safety pin even as long as you intend to remove the safety pin that day or within 24 hours. The question from Zalman, you can use the safety pin. The question from Zalman, it's better, all things being equal, better if you can get away with just doing a single incision with the safety pin or not too. Because then you knock it down from shtei tchivos to tkifa achas, which is more common. In principle, if you need the two, he thinks that the two is okay. So that's Shmir Shabbos p'sak, Shmir Shlomo Zalman p'sak, Rav Avadya's p'sak, Rav Moshe p'sak, Chazon Ish's p'sak, that using a safety pin, definitely if it's only for temporary use, would be mutter on Shabbos. Rabbi Karp writes, Perek Mem Zayin Sif Ches, that he presents the Mishnah Brura Kipshuta as being Choshesh for the Korban Asano. He says that since the Mishnah Brura sounds like he's Machmir, and he assumes fundamentally there's no real difference between a safety pin and the needle, Rav Avadya thinks maybe safety pin is better. Maybe a safety pin is even less derech Tefira than a needle. But Rabbi Karp thinks that since the Mishnah Brura is Machmir, and since we're talking about a Chashash Daraisa, then you should be Machmir. But Mekel, excuse me, Yesh Lo Al Mi Lismach. But again, the general, I believe, Psak and Mekubal is that at least for temporary use, Rabbi Ribiad writes this way, the Shabbos Home writes this way, like Rav Moshe, Chazon Ish, Shlomo Zalman, that at least for temporary use, and Rav Avadya, at least for temporary use, it would be okay to use a safety pin on Shabbos. So if your hem falls down or something and there's a need, then if it's aldas to remove it within a short amount of time, that would be mutter. Okay. The poskim also talk about using a zipper on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Tesvav Sif Ayin Ches, Perek Tesvav Sif Ayin Ches, and footnote Reish Mem Vav. Okay, Perek Tesvav Sif Ayin Ches, footnote Reish Mem Vav. That there's no problem of tofer with a zipper. Even, they quote from Shlomo Zalman, if you're going to keep it zippered for a long time, because that's like a button, just like you can button your coat, and that's not a problem of tofer. So zippering is like buttoning. It's derech hashmisho. It's not really an act of tofer. And even for a long time, even if you're going to keep it zippered for a long time, that would be mutter. And that's what Rabbi Ribbit writes, and that's what the Shabbos Home writes, that even for a long time, zippering would be mutter. Rabbi Ribbit quotes footnote 18 from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. There may be another issue. There may be an issue of tikkun mana if you're going to zip something for an extended period of time. Let's say it's the first Shabbos of the winter, and you want to put your lining in your raincoat, but the lining is going to stay there for the next 5 months. So the Rabbi Ribbit quotes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky as being mitzayin in Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, Shin Yud Zayin Tes Zayin. Right, so the din that this is going on is what the Mechaber writes in Zif Beis, that if your shoelaces fall out, then you could put the shoelaces back in the holes as long as you don't make a kesher. Says in Mishnah Berurah Tes Zayin, Aval B'min Al Chadash Aser Liten Aritzuas B'Shabbos Afilu ima nekev rachav demesakin mana. But if you're putting shoelaces in the shoe, or here we're talking about straps on the sandal, right? Ritzuas men of a sandal are the straps on a sandal. So Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a new shoe, then you can't put the straps there for the first time because that's called tikkun mana. So Yaakov Kamenetsky apparently raised a concern that if you're going to zipper something for an extended period of time, so maybe, even if it's not tofer, maybe that's a form of tikkun mana.
Yeah, but the shoe you're making it functional as opposed to here, it's functional just for zipper.
Right, okay, I hear. Maybe you're making it, you know, maybe a matter of where you draw the line. It's not optimally functional because you're not going to walk outside in the cold without the lining. Okay, I hear.
Also, could you argue that if the Mishnah Berurah only thinks it's taken money the first time, then Rosh Hashanah's case should also only be taken money the first time?
The question is, what do you mean by the first time? I mean, if you put in the straps a year ago and then took them out for 6 months and then put in again, is that maybe that's also the first time? I'm not sure.
But then for the shoes, for assuming it's less than 6 months, so it would never be.
No, I'm saying for the shoes. So maybe that would also be us, meaning it's what's the getter of the first time as far as tikkun mana is concerned? I'm not sure. But it could be parallel. But anyway, that's Rabbi Ribbit across from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Maybe there's a tikkun mana concern here. Rabbi Karr quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that he thought that, no, if you're going to zipper something for a long period of time, that's also a form of tofer, because it's a stronger chibur than a button. If you button your coat, so you can still tell that the two sides of, if you button your jacket, you can tell that there are two distinct sides of the jacket, you just button them. If you're zippering a lining into the coat, so to some extent, the lining becomes more buttled to the coat. It's not as obvious that these are two separate things. So maybe, or if you zipper coat, you know, the nature of the zipper is that it looks more mechubber than buttons. So that's where Rekar Kosovo Yosha thought that maybe zippering Lizman Meruba would be a problem. Ravazna writes, Chela Gimel Shevet Alevi Simen Nun Aleph, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Aleph. That maybe there is a concern of tofer when it comes to zippers. And therefore, he thinks that if you're going to zipper your pelts for the entire winter, your coat for the entire winter, then that could be a problem of tofer. Rabbi Willig, I believe, is makel on this. Roshefter quotes from the Rav that the Rav thought that there was a serious concern of tofer when it comes to a zipper, because in practice you're being mechaber the two sides of the garment to each other. So if it's going to be lisman ruba or more than for that day, that could be a problem. So Roshefter thinks that maybe that's relevant to your talis bag on Shabbos. That if you're going to zip your talis bag after davening on Shabbos, you're not going to use it again until next Shabbos. So maybe that's tefillah lisman meruba, which would be problematic. And kosher can a coat. If you're going to put the lining in for the coat and leave it there all winter, maybe that would be a problem. That's relevant for Korea also. Meaning whatever's true by Torah should be true for Korea. So if you're going to be, if you have a lining in the coat that was left there for a long time, and now you want to unzip it on Shabbos. Now it's the first Shabbos of the spring and it's raining, but it's 60 degrees outside. So you don't want the lining anymore. So then if it's a problem of Tovah to put the lining in, it could be a problem of Korea to take the lining out. So again, Rav Yashiv seems to be machmer on this. Rav Schechter, quoting from the Rav, sounds like he thinks he should be machmer on this. And Rav Vosner is machmer on this. But many of the other poskim, contemporary post in the last generation, are makel. But that would be a chumrah if you accept that when it comes to a talis bag, so potentially be a chumrah not to zip your talis bag on Shabbos, or in theory then to unzip it. Okay. So what about diapers on Shabbos? Disposable diapers, not cloth ones. So Rav Avadia writes in Yechav Adas, Chelek Vav Simen Kaf Dalid, Chelek Vav Simen Kaf Dalid. What's the issue? So you have the sticky tab on a diaper. So you have to open the sticky tab in order to be able to put the diaper on. And then you close it to fasten the diaper. And then you open it again when you remove the diaper, right? So is there a potential tofer concern of closing the tab? Korea concern of undoing the tab? So Shmir Shabbos writes, well, before Rav Avadia, Shmir Shabbos writes, Perek Tesvav Sif Pei Zayin. Perek Tesvav Sif Pei Zayin. That all things being equal, it's better to open the tab before Shabbos. All things being equal. Because then you're minimizing one potential Korea application. But if you didn't do so, you could open it on Shabbos. And then you can fasten the tab on the baby on Shabbos, because that's not Shel Kayama. And in principle, push comes to shove, or Mako on a temporary Tfira, that's Eno Shel Kayama. That's what Shmir Shabbos writes, quoting, I don't remember if he quotes Rosh Hashanah, but that's what Shmir Shabbos writes, Halacha. That's what Rav Avadia assumes as well. Yichav Adas, Chelek Vav, Simen, Kaf, Dalid. He says you could open the tabs, you can close the tabs, it's Eno Shel Kayama, even for Sfardim. As we saw, the Ramah quotes two deos about Eno Shel Kayama. The Mechaber is so same. It sounds like the Mechaber is Machron Eno Shel Kayama. So Rav Avadia isn't bothered by that. He thinks even the Mechaber, he doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch, but in Beis Yosef, if he has a line to to be mafkin b'fnei am aris. It sounds like Nikar Adin is mutter. And he quotes other many other achronim that say like this, but he assumes that even according to the Mechaber, in principle, tefir of Eino Shel Kayam, if it's also ayom, is mutter. And Rabbi Ribiat says this is an example of something that's very temporary, that he thinks maybe even according to the Ramah, you wouldn't have to be machmir bifnei am haaretz, the temporary gluing, plus it's derech tashmish, so that's the normal way of using a diaper, so maybe that's analogous to opening a door in Shabbos, which isn't asa mishum bona, because that's what it's meant for. As long as you don't have to ruin it when you open it. If you're ruining it, if there's no way of opening it smoothly, maybe that's more of a problem. But the bottom line, he says, that's Mutter, and he quotes from Rav Moshe to that effect as well. Rabbi Karp, going with Tehillah LeDavid, says, I don't quite understand how this all fits together. So Rabbi Karp says, so you can open the tab, you should open the tabs before Shabbos. Okay. But you can't fasten the diaper on Shabbos because we're machmir on Tefira, even Eino Shel Kayam. So I'm not sure what you gain by opening the tabs before Shabbos if you can't fasten the tabs on Shabbos. So I tried to read this a couple of times. I showed it to Rabbi Wiederblank to read also. He didn't have any further insight. Take a look. See if you give a little Sifi Dal in chapter in Tofer. Sounds like he's saying open the tabs before Shabbos, but I'm not sure what that helps. So you have to use a safety pin to... he's not so convinced about making safety pins either. So I'm not sure in the Karp family how they diaper it on Shabbos.
Maybe you can like make it work with the baby's clothing somehow without the tabs. I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
And also, not really work too for Shabbos if you're not gonna.
Well, if you can't put it on without like doing it, and you can't undo it on Shabbos, you have to undo it before Shabbos.
Oh, I assume it was just like an adhesive. What is undo the tab?
Undo the tab. I mean, it's an adhesive, so you unstick it before Shabbos.
It comes adhesive to each other.
Right. So you unstick it before Shabbos, then you can stick it on the baby on Shabbos, and then undo it on Shabbos after the diaper has been used. But if I read Rabbi Karp correctly, he's saying, again, based on the steel of David, that you could be makel and Eino Shel Kayam for Korea, not for Tofer. So if push comes to shove, you could even open the tab on Shabbos. You could undo the tab on Shabbos, push comes to shove, because that's Korea, but you can't fasten the tab because that's Tofer. But what good is it to undo the tab if you can't fasten it? Not sure. So next time you're at Kiryat Sefer, find out how they do diapers during Shabbos. But that's, again, most contemporary posts can assume that all things being equal, better to open the tab, do what you can before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can close the tab on the baby and then open it again. That's a super Eino Shel Kayama. The Deborah Siner talks about this also. Ber Moshe Chelik Vav Simen Yudalit. Chelik Vav Simen Yudalit. Question is, are you allowed to use Pampers on Shabbos? I'm assuming this wasn't an endorsement of Pampers over Huggies. So the best practice is to open up the diapers before Shabbos and undo the tabs before Shabbos. Even though in principle there might have been room to be makel even on Shabbos, but you should have a hecker v'shinoi to know that it's Shabbos not to be mezalzel on Shabbos. And then once you open the tabs before Shabbos, you can put it on the baby on Shabbos. He says, "Hello, me rosh me kara kol yodim she afshar b'shem ofen shem olam she al guf hayalad pamperazeh kein nidvak b'yachad yosim yishal sachados." The elucha eno shal kayam agadol mizeh, because no one in the world would think that you're going to leave a diaper and a baby for 3 days straight. So it's obviously eno shal kayam. About karchach yachlifo so machmas meir glayim so asakad. Obviously going to change it. So then that's super eno shel kayama. There's no real kashash of tfira. And even if you'll say that to be machmir fnayama aretz, but here everyone knows that this is only the shah, and there's no concern that that an amaretz is going to confuse a pamper with any other kind of shel kayama tofer situation. So the Deborah Singer was makel on this as well. And the Shabbos Home points out, the Shabbos Home is bothered by all the Makilim that he thinks the default should be that we're machmir on Eino Shel Kayama, even Lo'oso Yom. So how is everybody so fast to be makel on diapers? So he says another sorry to be makel is that, as we saw from Moshe, that part of the definition of tofer is tofer is only relevant where you need a korea to undo the tofer. When it comes to a diaper, you don't need a korea to undo the tofer, even if putting the diaper on is tofer. So the way you undo the diaper is you unfasten the tats. You don't rip off the diaper. And then maybe Dafka shouldn't rip off the diaper if you're doing it on if you're doing it on Shabbos.
But is that ripping of the tats not a korea, or it is?
No, the korea, it's the korea means ripping. Ripping means something that's violent. Means if I stick two things together with a sticky substance and then I just go like that and it separates, that's not korea. Right? Korea is ripping, which is an act of violence.
Right, but the Shona is about opening the tabs. We're all about it being a korea shayin shel kayama, and they make on that, right? Or this sheet, I would assume that that's not correct.
Right. So let me say it like this: that when we presented that way, that's assuming that this is an act of tofer. If it is an act of tofer, it's a tofer she'eino shel kayama, and then the opposite korea would be a korea that's in response to that tofer. What the Simcha Ben Kohen is saying is that maybe the justification is that this isn't tofer, meikara, because there's no real korea. Because real korea is violent, and there's no violent breaking up of the ripping of the diaper. So since there's no korea, there's no tofer. The one thing that the post can talk about, Shmir Shabbos has this perek lamed hey ha'ara samach zayin, perek lamed hey ha'ara samach zayin. We talked about a related issue when it came to kosher, and taking out the garbage on Shabbos with the twisty ties if you're never going to untie it. So here too, the poskim say, Shlomo Zalman is makel on this, there in Shmir Shabbos, but most are machmir, that when you take the diaper off on Shabbos, you shouldn't refasten the taps. You take the dirty diaper off. So usually, or at least many people, when you're wrapping up the dirty diaper, you throw it away, so you'll put the tabs back on either side to make a nice package. But maybe you shouldn't do that on Shabbos because that's going to last forever. So that's the same issue with taking out the garbage. If you make a kesher on the garbage bag, that as far as you're concerned, you don't need it more than another 10 minutes, but it's going to stay like that forever until it gets to the whatever they do with garbage when they pick it up. So is that considered to be shel kayama? It's the same issue over here. If you're going to put the tabs back together over the dirty diaper and then throw it out, so maybe that becomes shel kayama. So most people can say better not to put the tabs back onto the diaper when you throw out the diaper. So again, I think the general minhag olam, all things being equal, and this was, I think we're now probably about 3 years past our last diaper, but or 4 years, but probably had 14 straight years where we always had someone in diapers. So the not used to it anymore, but What we did was that we opened the tabs of diapers every Shabbos before Shabbos. So every diapers we anticipated needing in Shabbos, we pre-opened the tabs. We used it the normal way in Shabbos, and then we didn't close it over itself after taking the diaper off and throwing it out. I think that is the general minhaga olam, or at least probably the most recommended practice. Rabbi Ribia, yeah.
I don't know if we're continuing on with diapers, but are any of the posts that you saw in both Kavod HaBrios here? Like, I didn't see any comments from diapers by Kavod HaBrios, but this seems to be the most obvious reason for the outcome.
Well, you still need a mahalach. Right. You still need a mechanism. You can't just scream Kavod HaBrios. Meaning, there might be a. Again, aside from Rabbi Karp, and I don't know what he did, but everyone else would work with the assumption that this is a solvable problem. You have to figure out the best way of doing it. Maybe Kavod HaBrios is lurking behind our motivation. We have to come up with a solution. But you're saying even if you wouldn't be inclined to be makel for Eino Shel Kayama, if we assume it's no more than a Derabanan, so Kavod HaBrios should go into the mix. That's what you're asking?
Well, I guess just from seeing all the literature about it, I started to question whether the Kavod HaBrios application for baby could be different because I didn't see anyone talking about it.
Well, is the Kavod HaBrios for the baby or for the other people in the house?
That's the question. Maybe that would be mashma that it's for the baby and the baby doesn't have kavod, so to speak.
If you didn't diaper baby properly, so they're talking about potential risk of infection and baby's a chole sheyesh bo sakana. That would be more salient a point than Kavod HaBrios. But I think we're working with the assumption that these are solvable problems, I mean, just to figure out the mechanism or how to present it. Okay. Rabbi Ribia points out that you shouldn't use a magnet on Shabbos if it's going to be you put something on your refrigerator with a magnet that's going to be there for a long time. Maybe that's a form of sulfur, even though there's no actual tangible physical material that is the mechaberet. It's magnetism.
It's like the sunglasses, the colored sunglasses.
Right. Although Rabbi Yashiv was machmer in that too. The question of Rabbi Yashiv would be machmer in this, so I don't know if it's related. But that was the story of Rebbetzin Zviel Orbach. But I didn't see the other posts talk about magnets. I don't see anything about magnets. That sounds like a chiddush that that's considered tofer if there's no physical material that you're being tofer with. But maybe let's try to look around and see who else talks about magnets. Okay. So those are, I think, the more practical applications of Topher. We'll see a little bit more when we talk about Korea, which is the inverse of Topher. So as we noted, we'll just try to finish up in the next 10 minutes, the Hakdam, if you will, to Korea, and then we'll talk about more Lamaisa next time, Ritz Hashem. So we saw in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel that HaKorea Amanas Likor Shtei Tfiros is the Malacha de Oraisa. Tosvos on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Dibur Maskil, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Zomer, Vitzarach Le'etzim, Dibur Maskil, Vitzarach Le'etzim. So the Gemara here says that if you are Zomer, Vitzarach Le'etzim, you potentially violate two malachos. There's a potential kotzer violation as well. Kotzer noteya. So Tosa says, Nira. Dafilu Luri, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayim Malach Hashem Sichul Agufa, the Inan Sarkla Eitzim, that even if in general you're Chayim from Malach Hashem Sichul Agufa, in order to be Chayim here, you need Sarkla Eitzim, the Lo Mikri Be Eitzim Kotzer El Binyan Zeh, because Kotzer is only relevant for Eitzim if you need the Eitzim. Midi Dehava Karei Amanas Lekbor, analogous to Korea, which is only Chayiv if it's Amanas Lichtov, or Umochek is only Chayiv Amanas Lichtov. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, the Gilyan Ashas, Mivuar, the Sphere Lay, Lahu, the Avhecha, the Eina Mekalkel, the Tsarech Lay, the Davar, Mikal Makom Pater, that in, when Tosa says that in order to be Chayev, Nishim Kotzer by Zomir, it has to be Tzarech Le'etzim, it's not enough to be neutral. It's not enough that you're doing an act that's not Mekalkel, but it has to be actively constructive. And he's bothered from Kofei Amibes. What's Kofei Amibes? So the Mishnah says, HaKorea b'chamas al b'yameso b'kol m'kaklim turin, that if you're Korea out of anger, if you're Korea al meso, mes la mes, then you have to tear Korea. You do that on Shabbos. Potter. We're answering menu. A Korea Bakamasa, the Apple of Amesos Chayev. The Afabisha Machalasa Shabbos, Yatse Day Kriya. Lakasha, the Mace Day. Haba Mace, the Alma. If it's your Mace that you're Chayev Kriya for your relative. So then that's not Gilgal, that's Misakin. And then you're going to be Chayiv. Iva Meso Ksani, but the Mishnah says Meso. Lo'ol b'meisti day, u'bahanach, d'lav, b'nei avelos, nenu. Okay, so talking about Hechadim, so where l'maisa is no chiv avelos, that that's not considered to be Misakin.
What does that mean? It says Meis, but it's not b'nei avelos.
It means it's someone that he has a Shaykhus do. He has to be Osei Bekfura, but he's not one of the Zion Krovim that has to tear Kriya. So you could say that it's called Meso. Meso is a Meso that he...
This is a
Chi
of Kriya. This is a
Chi
of Kfura beyond the 7 Krovim?
Well, it's no Gara from a Meis Mitzvah. He's the one who's charged with taking care of the Kfura. But there's no, he's not one of the Zion Krovim. By default, he's taking care of the crew. So you can call that Meso, but it's not technically his karo that there's a chiyuv kriya. So Rav Gvegar is bothered. The impression you get from Tosfos here on Ayin Gimel is that in order to have a malacha d'oraisa, there has to be an actual defined tikkun intent and neutral is not sufficient. You need a defined tikkun that fits into a specific category. And yet you see from the sugya and daf kafei amibes that even if it's not karei amanas lipor, but it's karei for some other purpose, that would still be a Melacha d'oraisa. So even if there's another tikkun, even if there's something other than the technical amanas lipor, that's going to be a melacha d'oraisa. The Mishabrua, isn't so bothered by Rebbe Akiva Eger Sa'ara. So first, the Mishabrua in Simon Shin Mem, Sifkata Mem Gimel, Shin Mem Mem Gimel. The Mechaber there writes again in Sif Yudalit, Shin Mem Yudalit. And the Davik, the Yaras are always Bekolin Shel Sofrim, Kayosiba, where it's told the Sofer, Mechayev. The Chayim, Befark, the Yaras Tavukim, or Oz Tavukim, Velo Niskavin, the Kalkil Bilvad, Hareza told us Korea, the Chayev. So if you don't have Kohen al Kalkil, that's a Malacha Daraisa. Says Mishabura, Bilvad Mem Gimel, El Mishvil Eza to Elis, Afshalon Niskavin Bazeh, Kidei Ladovkam, Oz Bioser, Mikal Mokam, Chayim Mishim Korea. That what we say, it's not dafka amanas lipor, it means amanas atake. But any other tikkun would be sufficient to create a melacha d'oraisa as well. The only problem is, if you're going to do it amanas kalkel, then that's no longer a melacha d'oraisa. So, that's the Mishnah Berurah Sosim here in Sifkata Mem Gimel. And he has a little bit of an arichas in the Be'er Halacha addressing this Rebbe Akiva Eger's concern. So he writes, this is in the brackets towards the beginning of Dibur Maaseh Lo Niskav in L'Kalkel. Masha Katzav Shami Rebbe Akiva Eger, Dimi Divrei Tosfos Ayin Gimel, Masha Dibi Inan Amanas Lipor Mamish, Yesh Luchos, Dik Shigur Delishnahu B'Tosfos. Yeah, Tosfos says that Zohar Tzorach L'Eitzim is Domeh to Korea Amanas Lipor. It doesn't mean literally Amanas Lipor Mamish, it's Shigur Delishnah. Kavanasavu, the Kishain Tzorach L'Eitzim, Ain shame koser lav luchiyah. The ain osa tika b'davar nixar gufa. The dibi de kareya dibi amanas lipor. Oh, l'sakin. It's not amanas lipor to the exclusion of any other tikkun. It's a lav dafka. It's an example of the tikkun. To dibi de lipor the ilahachi ain chayev the ain shame alacha lav ki makalka leid mecham malacha who dimbazeh. The teda derei a rambam b'vaday sover de lo bein amanas lipor dafka. So on the one hand, the Rambam must hold that it doesn't have to be amanas lipor dafka. Who gam ken sover the malacha she'ein tzarach legufa is chayiv. And the Rambam holds against most of the other Rishonim that malacha she'ein tzarach legufa is chayiv. Afilo hachi poseg b'zomer the dafka kishu tzarach le'etzim as chayiv shem kotzer. Well, karkadi lav hafi ein shem alacha lav l'chiyuv. Yukim akalka shalom anas asakim. Kei nomar afu devritosos. So the Rambam, who says that poseach beset savar is a case of alacha the rights of Korea, so clearly that's not amanas lipor. So the Rambam must hold that even if it's not amanas lipor, still malacha the rights of, and the Rambam holds that Amalacha Hashem is Tzvichel Gufa is Chayiv, and yet Zomer is only Chayiv Tzarech Le'etzim. So that's part of the definition of Zomer, but that doesn't mean that by another Malacha, if it's Amanas Lisakein, that's not going to be a Malacha Deraisa. So Tofer, Korei, Amanas Lisakein, even Amanas, Lo Amanas Lipor, according to the Rambam, should end up being a Malacha Deraisa. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that should be true for Tosfos as well. And he says, you see that in Tosfos on Tzadi Dalim and Aleph as well, Dibra Maskel, Reb Shimon Poter, that in the Mishkan there was Kriya L'Shem Tikkun, but he doesn't say Dafka Manas Lipor. So the Mishnah Berurah is not bothered by Rebbe Akiva. So everything tells us is Ladafka and Lahalacha, any amanas asakein, even shalom amanas likwar, is a melacha daraisa. The stipler, we'll just end with this briefly because it's already 6:25. The stipler in Simon Lamed Vav takes Rebbe Akiva Eger's kasha more hara more seriously. So first he says maybe you could say that the case in Kufay of Korea Bechamas of Aneso, maybe that's only chayav if it's tak amanas likwar, that your intention in the kriya is that you're going to resow it. If it's over the emo, then you're not allowed to resow the kriya. So that's the detail. But what?
What's that mean?
Meaning that you could have it's not a love of emo. You have a tzir where you are allowed to be, or sholel, not real, whatever, however you work out the details of the Korea. But then he says more fundamentally, so maybe the tzad shava between Korea, which has to be a menas lipor, and bono, sos, which has to be a menas livnos, and moche, which has to be a menas liftov. And maybe we discuss whether kosher and batra has to be a menas lipor. The Tzadah Shavin, these are all malachos that are fundamentally destructive. These are malachos of stira. So when it comes to a malacha of stira, the way to be part of the definition of a malacha of stira is that you're only chayiv if it's amanas to correct that stira. So if you effect an act of stira, so then that act of stira is only malacha deraisa if you're going to, if it's done with the intention of being misake. But let's say you do a malacha, let's say you do korea in a way that it's not really stira. Because when you're korea almanas almeso, that's not viewed as a destructive act. That's viewed as something that you're doing for your halakhic obligation, or korei al chamaso, you're doing it because you're angry and you're getting your energy out. So that's not fundamentally, and there, your intention indicates that's not an act of stira. So then maybe the definition is different. Then as long as there's any tikkun, that's enough to create a malacha deraisa. It doesn't have to be amanas lipor. So a classic korea, maybe it does have to be amanas lipor because that's definitionally a malacha of stira, a malacha of destruction, and that's only malacha deraisa if it's amanas amanas lipor. But when it comes to a korea al meso, so there that's not fundamentally an act of stira of destruction, it's definitionally latikun, and there you can have a broader definition of tikun than elsewhere. Take a look at the cycle of simulam above. That's his basic analysis. Lalacha sounds like we assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, that even amanas asake, not amanas lipor, would potentially be a malacha daraisa.